This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a somewhat loaded question that nonetheless kind of has to be asked about the implosion of Silicon Valley Bank. What did banking regulators know about SVB, and when did they know it? And also, what did they try to do about it? The Federal Reserve is going to release the results of its in-house investigation into SVB by May the 1st, and a lot of that report is probably going to focus on the role of bank examiners, the rank-and-file employees whose day-to-day job is to keep tabs on any given bank's safety and soundness. So who are those people, and what do they do day-to-day? Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Michael Stevens was a bank examiner for the state of Iowa's banking regulator in the 1990s. He's got a favorite story from those days. A bank he was examining was threatening to foreclose on a commercial property lot.
And I couldn't figure out why the bank was being so aggressive in the collection. You know, a couple payments past due, gets current, goes delinquent again, and all of a sudden the bank is all over the guy.
Stevens did some digging and found the reason on his own, but he wanted to hear the bank's explanation first.
Because we're just tired of dealing with them, and we're going to foreclose, and we're just done dealing with them. And I said, it doesn't have anything to do with this drawing that I found of your new bank building on this lot.
The bank wanted to build its new headquarters on the property it was aggressively foreclosing on. Stevens is now president of the Graduate School of Banking at Colorado, a program that helps train bank examiners. He says the job is different than what you might imagine.
It's not sitting down, going through a bunch of paper, making a decision, and going home. This is an art business, not a science.
Bank examiners work at the Federal Reserve regional banks, the FDIC, the Comptroller of the Currency, and state agencies. It skews younger, with many lower-level examiners recently out of undergrad or grad school. A background in finance is common, but not required. Lee Reiners joined the New York Fed as a bank examiner in the early 2010s, monitoring the likes of J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. He was part of a small battalion of examiners from multiple agencies physically at the bank 4 days a week to look at data in near real time. This was pre-COVID.
So every day you're going to look at how much the bank gained or lost in overall deposits. And you're also going to flag any particularly large deposits, you know, added or withdrawn, you know, from a specific client.
Reiners would also periodically check the composition of depositors. Different types of depositors from different industries would be good. Similar depositors from the same industry vulnerable to the same risks. Hello, Silicon Valley Bank. That would be bad. If there was a potential problem, Reiner's first call would typically be to the bank.
If you're a hard ass, right, that's not going to necessarily be productive, but you also can't be someone who is, you know, totally enthralled with the bank and his leadership and, you know, just goes along with everything they say.
If the bank doesn't correct the issue or if the problem is urgent, bank examiners can issue what are called matters requiring attention or the dreaded matters requiring immediate attention. Basically, official warnings telling banks, hey, you got to fix this ASAP. Silicon Valley Bank reportedly received several of those warnings. But you know who didn't get a warning? The depositors. There's a reason for that, says David Cotney, former Massachusetts commissioner of banks.
So the fear is that if the public were to be made aware of an issue, you or I came to the conclusion that, well, there's an issue here. Maybe I'll just go look at another bank. But if everybody decides to do that, it brings down the bank.
In a twist of banking regulation irony, warnings that a bank could be vulnerable to a bank run could trigger a bank run. A lot of what examiners do is reactionary. The bank does something, examiners say, hey, that looks problematic, let's do something about that. Not, hey, don't do that in the first place.
The underlying assumption of regulation is that you are not telling the bank how to act or not act on every single activity. It's still a private market.
A private market that nevertheless seems to consistently need public money to keep from failing. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.